I'm here with head coach Scott Riggle and assistant coach Andrew Gregory of the 2011 SCAC Women's Tennis Champion, the Paw University Tigers. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I believe this is four straight championships for you guys. I know you battled, you know, throughout all those years of finishing second, it seemed like you couldn't get over the hump, and now it's four straight. It's become regular fare for you guys. How's it feel?
I think it feels great, and I'm just so proud of the girls, especially the seniors who've gone through 4 years, you know, winning all four, and then all the younger players really contributed. I think this was a special year for us because, you know, we had graduated four seniors, including two All-Americans, and we had to have a lot of gals step up that hadn't been in the starting lineup before and step up and produce a lot of wins for us, and they've done a wonderful job of really working hard in practice and having high expectations and all that. So I'm just so proud and pleased and happy for the girls.
Andrew, you were actually over with the team today. Coach Riggle was over with the men. Talk about what you guys did. You jumped out to early, I believe, 3-0 lead in doubles, and then cruised from there. Talk a little bit about the team. Talk about some of the individual performances.
Yeah, I mean, the big focus was to get a good lead in doubles so that our singles would feel a little bit more comfortable. So we had a battle at one doubles. I think we were down a break most of the match. They end up getting a break at 5-6 down to go up 7-6. Then we ended up winning that last game to go win that 8-6. The two doubles, I thought they played really well. They had a lead pretty much the entire match, so they pretty much cruised that match. And then three doubles was down, I think, 1-6 at one point. So we were a little bit worried about that point. They ended up rattling off a couple games in a row to go to 4-6, and then they went down 4-7. Won three in a row, then we lost the 7-all game. Tied it up, went to a tiebreaker. We're down 1-5 in the breaker, and pulled out a tiebreaker win, which was pretty impressive, being down 4 points in the tiebreaker. So I was pretty proud of our doubles, and I think that just helped the singles feel a lot more comfortable on the court, and we just played good singles, played smart, solid, high-percentage singles, and played to our opponent's weaknesses when we could.
Scott, you know, you touched on it already a little bit, but four straight championships in a league that's really a strong, strong tennis conference. What does that mean for you? These things are hard to come by. They're not easy. What's it mean to win four straight in a league as tough as the SCAC?
Well, it just means the world. This is what we gear for. This is the focus of our season from day one. We feel like we're in a conference that perennially has, you know, four, sometimes more, nationally ranked teams and a bunch of regionally ranked teams. And, the first couple years back in the 10 or 11 years ago when we were finishing third and fourth, we were proud of that. You know, that's quite an accomplishment. And so to, you know, be first 4 years in a row, and I believe five out of the last 6 years, is probably one of the biggest points of pride in our program.
Coach, everybody knows this is DePaul's last league, and last year in the SCAC, you guys are making the move to the North Coast Conference. You've touched on it, but talk a little bit about what it's meant to be a member of the SCAC and what it's done for the program, just your general thoughts about being in the SCAC.
Well, we will really miss the SCAC from a lot of standpoints. You know, the competitive level we've just discussed, the coaches are great. I feel like I've become close friends with all the head coaches, and I'll really miss them. You know, not that we're going away for good. We can still play them in the regular season, but and the tournament is wonderful with all these teams and getting to, for us to drive south and getting better weather, and you and your staff do a wonderful job, and the coaches, it's a well-oiled machine now here in Little Rock. You know, it's such a big undertaking to run this tournament, and everything goes smoothly, and all the coaches help. And it's just a first-class conference, and we'll really miss it. We're excited to go into our new conference and the new challenge, but at the same time, we're going to really miss being part of the SCAC.
Well, Coach, we're definitely going to miss you guys. Scott and Andrew, congratulations. DePaul University 2011 SCAC Women's Tennis Championship victory over Suwannee today. Thanks, guys.